Hello, and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. Instructional coaches and leaders create the environment that supports teachers to continually imagine, grow, and achieve. They model an excitement for learning that teachers in turn model for students. This podcast is dedicated to promoting the important aspects of instructional leadership. Thanks for listening. I'm thrilled you're here. PLCs that empower teachers. I was recently facilitating a day-long learning session with instructional coaches, several of whom were in their first year in that role. One of the topics that emerged was, what role should instructional coaches play in PLCs? Some of the participants reported that their administrators had built all of the PLC sessions that occurred at the school into the coach's schedule. Some experienced coaches shared that they were working to pull back during PLC sessions, but that teachers' eyes continually turned towards them prior to any decision or direction being decided upon. When they asked me what I thought their role should be, my answer was that that was a decision that should be made based on the desired outcomes they wanted from the PLCs at the school. I recalled a podcast that I had recorded earlier with Kelly Hastings, a middle school principal. We focused on discussing the difference between getting teachers' input in decisions versus empowering teachers. Listen in to a piece of that conversation. Last year, I wrote a blog about empowering teachers in professional learning communities. And I wrote it because I first found a site by MindSteps in a blog that they had posted that talked about compliant learners versus engaged learners. And when I read that, it struck me that I thought I was observing too many PLCs where teachers were being compliant participants, carrying out whatever it was that they were asked to do, more than being empowered to, I guess, be innovative and designers. Let me read the phrases to you that I found in that article, and then I'm wondering if you'd respond to it. It described that compliant learners follow directions with minimal prompting. They timely complete explicit procedures. They focus on task completion. They respond to straightforward questions rather than deep critical thinking or questioning. And they complete work with no expectation for personal relevance. I think I've seen that in some PLCs. Your thoughts?
That is what goes on in a lot of PLCs that I've observed as well. And I read your blog and it was like really an aha for me, because that is what I have asked teachers to do in the past. You know, here are the questions to answer, you know, be accountable so that I can make sure you're doing what you need to do. And it just needs to be more than that. I mean, I think, and I had to, you know, do cognitive reflection and say, okay, so what is the balance between accountability and empowerment? And so reading more about that, how do we empower people and hold them accountable is, you know, let them know this is what we want in the end. However you get there is okay. And so that's what we have evolved to, is letting teachers figure out their own way. They're good people. I have hired amazing teachers, and some were here before I got here. We have a great, great staff. So I need to let them do their job, like what Steve Jobs said.
Yeah. That Steve Jobs quote is, it doesn't make sense to hire smart people and tell them what to do. We hire smart people so they can tell us what to do. One of the elements that I found, Jim Knight and I had this conversation, that a lot of instructional coaches' time was being spent in working with teachers in PLC. And perhaps initially the thought was that the role of the coach would be to teach teachers, coach teachers on how to have effective PLCs. But what seems to have happened instead is that the coaches ended up being responsible for the PLC. So the teachers come to the PLC meeting and they're looking for the coaches to, in effect, map out what they need to do. And I kind of describe it almost to the point of, if we have a PLC that isn't effective, we can kind of blame the coach for it rather than the members of the PLC having to take ownership for not having effectively spent the time that they were just working together.
That definitely happened our first couple of years of implementing PLCs. At this point, I have teachers who want to do a good job and want to take ownership. So that last couple of years hasn't been an issue for us because they do take ownership and they want to lead their PLCs and engage with the professionals the way that they want to be treated. And so while our instructional coach can provide support if they need it, answer questions if they need it, our level leaders, our teachers, do a good job of leading those PLCs. But it took some time to get there. We're there now.
So you have instructional coaches in your building?
I have one, yes.
So do they take a role of kind of like an expert being called upon sometimes to support a specific issue that a PLC is working on, more than being responsible for what the PLC is doing?
Yes, they do rely on her for that. And the coach that we have now is actually new last year, and she spent a lot of time getting to know the teachers and building relationships with them, and which we know is huge, right? She did a really, really nice job with that. So now they feel safe to ask any kind of question if they want some clarity on what the expectations are or where we're going. She can provide that. Generally, though, it's pretty clear. And so because everyone has said, this is what we want to do, and has said, this is how we want to do it. So they are agreed upon outcomes and agreed upon actions in most cases.
So, Kelly, you prompted me to do this podcast with you when you sent me a quote from George Koros that I want to read to folks here. Quoting George Koros: "Are schools asking teachers to empower students while micromanaging what teachers do in classrooms? I'm seeing the word empower often in school vision and mission statements now, but also see a lot of teachers who feel that at the end of the day, their hands are tied in what they are genuinely able to do. Is that perception a reality?" He asked as a question. So I'm going to go back to that Mind Steps blog that I quoted from earlier when I described compliant learners. And I'm going to read definitions or indicators of engaged learners. And then I'm wondering if you could a spot where you've seen your staff move into that direction of these items for engaged learners. It states engaged learners pursue their own thoughts over assigned task at hand. They are fascinated by questions that require teasing out ambiguity and complexity. They take risks solving problems in a novel way. They seek to make work interesting, or they disengage, and they constantly question. You got some connections that you've seen in your staff's moving in that direction?
Yes. So George Kuros does make me think a lot and reflect. And I think he's right on target is making us is that perception that you read or reality. So my job is to make it reality, right? To make sure that in PLCs, they're not just answering the four PLC questions, but they are asking their own questions. It's what we want our students to do, right? So it's what we need to allow, and I'm using quotes now, allow our teachers to do. And we need to definitely encourage that. They need to be asking the questions of why didn't the student get this, or is this the best way to do that? But they're the professionals. And as administrators, we need to make sure that we are empowering our teachers so that they can ask their own questions, not just answer the ones that we have.
My thoughts. I believe that building teachers' individual and collective leadership capacities is a major component of continued school improvement and success for learners. Teachers who are empowered and accountable are most likely to create classrooms where students are empowered and accountable. Those are classrooms that will maximize student learning. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Check in with me at barclaypd.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to Steve Barclay Ponders Out Loud on iTunes and Podbean. And please remember to rate and review us on iTunes. I also want to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barclay, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barclaypd.com.